President. According to Mine Action Review's Clearing the Mines 2020 report, in 2019, a global total of more than 131 square kilometers was cleared of anti-personnel mines, with more than 96% of recorded clearance occurring in states parties to the APMBC. Almost 164,000 in-place anti-personnel mines were destroyed, in addition to 39,700 vehicle mines. Last November, the mine ban community met here in Oslo and adopted the five-year Oslo Action Plan. A year on, we can see the results of the provisional assessments of the Oslo Action Plan indicators and the establishment of a baseline produced both by the Convention's Coordinating Committee members and also by the Mine Action Review, for which MPA is an advisory board member alongside HALO and MAG. Mine Action Review is providing civil society monitoring and analysis of the implementation of 24 of the Oslo Action Plan indicators relating to survey and clearance, based not just on Article 7 and national authority data, but on its broader research. The provisional results of the monitoring are on the Mine Action Review website, and we encourage everybody to read the findings. The research and analysis shows that there is still considerable scope for improvement in Article 5 implementation. States parties have the legal obligation to implement the convention and must demonstrate national ownership and political will to do so. However, meaningful progress requires a collective effort from all of us. It is our shared responsibility to ensure efficient and effective Article 5 implementation for the sake of the civilians still living with the fear and threat of mines. National authorities, donors, clearance operators, and other implementing partners must all strive to translate the Oslo Action Plan into meaningful implementation progress towards completion. As an international operator, we have the responsibility to support the affected states to implement the Oslo Action Plan, be it in clearance or capacity development. This includes encouraging the Oslo Action Plan to be actively used in affected countries to help inform and strengthen national mine action strategies, work plans, standards, and information management systems. Mine action responses must also be designed and implemented in a gender and diversity sensitive and responsive manner, not only because this is the right thing to do and is long overdue, but as it is in the interest of the effectiveness and efficiency of all our work. MPA has also experienced firsthand the benefits of the importance of national platforms, as per Action 44 of the Oslo Action Plan. They provide the necessary space for a constructive dialogue in support of completion initiatives. We encourage all parties present to actively engage in the creation and implementation of national platforms and to use such platforms to discuss what remedial measures are needed in order to meet those Oslo Action Plan points and indicators in which they're currently falling short. Mine Action Review's Clearing the Mines 2020 country reports can serve as a good tool for discussion to facilitate such a dialogue. MPA also wishes to align ourselves with the statements of the Gender Working Group and the Explosive Ordnance Risk Education Advisory Group, of which we are a member. Thank you.